and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Even with the recent volatility in the U.S. stock market recently, we have still outperformed other countries' markets over the past several years. Our next guest says this is leading some investors to question the value of investing internationally. Brian Ballantyne is a certified financial planner, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Brian, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So are you indeed hearing this from some of your clients? They're wondering why you have them in some international investments?
Sure. If you look at the last decade, the U.S. markets have undoubtedly outperformed the rest of the world for the majority. It makes one question why not have more of a home bias or an all-home bias, but I think it overlooks the real long term of decades and decades and opportunities that lie out there in the international and bigger world.
All right. Well, let's dive a little deeper into this then. Why does global diversification still matter at this point in time?
Well, you know, one of the reasons is, first and foremost, the U.S. companies only represent about 56% of the global market cap weight. So if you weren't in international companies, you'd be missing out on almost half of the global markets. When diversification is needed and you're missing half of it, you could be putting yourself at undue risk. For instance, if I were to ask someone, would you rather be invested in Denmark or the United States from 1999 to 2018? Most people would probably off the top of their head say the U.S., but actually Denmark substantially outperformed the United States. So there's always economies and pockets around the world that are doing as well or better than the United States. We just don't know in advance which ones those are going to be. And if you looked at decades prior to this past decade, certainly the reverse is true in the international markets outperformed in the previous decade. Another thing that has happened is the U.S. has had a strong dollar since 2010. And that increase in the dollar value has really had an impact on the U.S. equity returns. So in addition to not only being not diversified if you weren't global, you could be putting yourself at currency risk if the other currencies around the world started to improve. So those are two quick reasons. And a third one is simple valuations. The valuations of U.S. companies on average over the last 25 years actually are at a higher valuation relative to their counterparts internationally. Emerging markets are actually below their recent valuations over 25 years. So it's kind of like buying something when it's not necessarily on sale, and we don't know what tomorrow is going to bear or even next week. But we do know over the next decade or so, if history repeats itself, there will be a point in time, most likely, that the international markets have an opportunity to rebound. And it's not just me, in fact. You can look at capital market assumptions from some of the leading money managers out there. There was a recent study from Horizon Actuarial. Most money managers in what's called their capital markets assumptions, that's just the assumptions that they believe what will happen over the next decade or so, are assuming that that U.S. markets will underperform international. So certainly something to keep in mind there.
And you mentioned emerging markets as being or appearing to be more undervalued than other areas of international investing. Explain what emerging markets are for our listeners.
Yeah. So emerging markets are some of those international countries that simply aren't as developed, is another word to think about it. You know, their economies are getting going, and so they tend to be a little smaller and upcoming. Sometimes China's still thrown into that. Could be countries like Poland, Czechoslovakia, and places like that. And so there are opportunities in those countries that may not exist in the United States with rapid potential growth. And in fact, again, most money managers are looking at those opportunities over the next 10 years to have greater potential than even the developed international markets. So something certainly to keep in mind.
And the best way to invest internationally would be?
Yeah, so our preferred vehicle would definitely be a mutual fund or an ETF that allows you to have broad diversification of many companies, and that's how you can mitigate some of your risk and still capture some of the return, whether that's through an index fund of one of the countries or multiple countries or a manager that you hire. Either way can be a strategy that works, but I'm a big fan of a mutual fund or an ETF. So an ETF is an exchange-traded fund that operates and kind of feels like a mutual fund, but it trades like a stock. And it can allow people to have a more cost-efficient way of investing, So it's just another means for people to invest in a diversified portfolio without having to purchase individual securities.
Brian, great information. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
Brian Ballantyne is a certified financial planner. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.